Good morning, we're continuing Chayyadim, Klal Samach Aleph, and we're learning Siman Tesvav. So here the Chayyadim talks about Mugmer. Mugmer is incense, which are types of spices that you put on coals, and they, as they burn, they release a very nice smell. So the purpose is, sometimes that can be for the purpose of making a nice smell. So then you would make a bracha on it. Sometimes the purpose, they would also use Mugmer sometimes to impart a nice smell into a bag, like we mentioned before. So then their purpose is not to for you to smell them themselves, but rather to impart the smell into the baggage, so you do not make a bracha on it. But if the purpose is to smell the mugmer itself, so a person makes a bracha. Mugmer is the hanush simim dabar hamriach al gacholim lahariach. You take something which has a smell, and you put it on coals to generate a smell. Mevorach alav mishiyal ha'oshen kadam shegiyah lo hariach. So when is the proper time to make the bracha? When you put the incense on the coals, when the coals start producing the smoke, when you actually smell the smell already. So in general, we would like to make brachas before your nehenna. So once the coals are producing smoke, which means the item is burning, and the smoke has a smell. So once it starts producing that smoke, so we assume that there's a smell, we make a bracha for the smell, and then you smell the incense. But you do not make the bracha before it starts to produce the smoke, because that's already like the step before the you're ready to consume it. Same way by food, you don't make a bracha right before you eat, as you're opening the refrigerator door to get the apple. You first get the apple, have it in your hand, then you make the bracha. You first have the item which has the smell, i.e. the smoke, and then you make a bracha, but not before it actually starts to smoke. Depending on what the source of the mugmer is, that will depend what type of bracha you make. This is talking about a case where you're doing this process of mugmer because you want to enjoy the nice smell. But sometimes they would use like an air freshener, like we just mentioned in the previous year. Its goal was, there was a bad smell, there was a rotting smell, or something of that sort, and you're doing this to mask the bad smell. So that's not for the purpose of giving, that you want to enjoy the good smell, you just want to neutralize the bad smell, so you do not make a bracha in that situation. Similarly, if the purpose of the mugmer was to put impart a smell into a baggage, that was the purpose of the mugmer, so the person will not make a bracha on that either, because its primary purpose is to put impart a smell into the baggage. And on the baggage, you do not make a smell bracha, because all it is reaction lewiker. Let's say the mugmer is burnt down to the point that there's no the original incense has been totally consumed, but there's still a smell. So this is machlokes in the poskim. Is that considered reach shein lo ikur or reach sheyesh lo ikur? So we take this idea. See, even though it started out with something which has an ikur, but eventually it's consumed and totally burnt by the fire. So even though there's still a lingering smell, it's another example of reach shein lo ikur, that a person would not make a bracha on it, since it's a machlokes. So therefore, a person does not make a bracha. And with this, we have finished Klal Samach Aleph. Beis Hashem, we will go on to Klal Samach Beis after Yom Tov is over. And meanwhile, have a good day and have a good Yom Tov.